This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't really think about it. I knew I was going to come out here and work. I don't owe it to nobody but my teammates and myself and my family. So by me participating, showing my teammates that I love the game and I'm willing to be out here.
James Cook, he's there. He's a non-story.
And he's ready.
He's ready to go. It's like it was never a story to begin with, just like he said it would be.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his motivations, but I took him pretty much at face value when he said he didn't want to be a distraction. Because yeah. James Cook is not what I would call the most media-willing participant.
No, did you see when he got drafted?
Yeah.
He didn't even look like he wanted to be there.
Right.
He's a more stoic person. That's what he is.
And that's not, like, it was not a bash against the Bills. It's just, like, that's who he is. You don't really feel like talking to cameras.
Mm-hmm. His brother was the same way.
You know what he would have to do if he held out?
He'd have to talk to people.
He'd have to talk to the media a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Right. Why are you doing this? And he'd have to have an answer.
So when he said, I don't want to be a distraction, I believed him face value. He didn't show up to OTAs. I'm like, okay, that's not mandatory. And then the minute it was mandatory, he's there and he's participating in full. I do like that James Cook pretty much is in this case of, and something that Alex Brasky talked with us last hour about, of it does seem like the two sides have the understanding that they have right now, which is we don't know if we have the money in the books. They also have not, either side has not buried the idea of not getting a deal done. It might be Brandon Bean going, we need to know what the cap is going to go up by next year. And then, like, we have our projections now, but we'll get our answer next offseason. So if you hang on with us until then, we'll find out if we're going to be able to find the money and be able to keep you here. And we can talk deal more then.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like both sides have gotten to that of the conversation really is not happening anymore until probably February after a Super Bowl is done.
Right.
And hopefully the Bills are part of it.
Well, you'd hope.
You'd hope.
And I mean, we're all hoping that.
You'd hope. Everyone would like to hope that. But through the first 3 days, Joe, it does look like there's a couple names that have stood out consistently here. There are a couple names that have been really garnering attention. And I kind of just want to go through, how is it looking here with these players? And why are they showing up here constantly on the camp reports? Keon Coleman and his inconsistencies are going to be the biggest question mark all throughout, not just camp, but through the regular season, maybe even throughout his career. He was 21 all throughout last year. He's just 22 now.
Mm-hmm.
He was 20 at the time of being drafted.
He was, yes.
So he's still a very young player.
And he dealt with an injury last season.
And he dealt with an injury last season. It was the first time he had any sort of major injury. And he even publicly acknowledged that he did not respond very well to it. I would like to see, you know, like every now and then, a little bit more of reports of he does take care of the easy play. The drops aren't there. And he is able to attack. Because part of his frame is meant to be handle the tough balls, but also at the same time, attack with the hands. You need to be better and less inconsistent if that's going to turn into a burgeoning NFL career and a bountiful one, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because you are seeing good reports about how quickly Elijah Moore is getting off the line and separating almost right away. And Josh Palmer is separating down the field and getting a little bit more of consistency and a rapport with the quarterback immediately. If Moore and Palmer both really show off here and Shakir is just Shakir, it starts to become a question of how many targets are there going to be even be for Keon Coleman if there's not a huge step up?
It is a question.
And on the other side, we've seen Keon Coleman's fielding punts along with Shakir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
He did it at Florida State, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. So to have someone as a backup for that is not a bad idea.
And also, it gives you a chance to make a play.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a chance to kind of show out a little bit.
Show your speed.
And that's what training camp also is for, is to show the coaches, hey, I can do this too.
Yeah, it gives you an opportunity in a non-game setting, one of the few opportunities you have, to prove your worth in more ways than one. For the franchise, especially a lot of these young guys trying to get a starting spot. It's a big deal for them. And, you know, we might scoff it off, or I might, you know, football's not back yet, blah, blah, blah. But for them, it's big.
Like, it really is. It really is back. Let's call it what it is.
It is. It is right now. And not because of the Hall of Fame game, but because of training camp. I mean, the vibes are all back.
It's the first stone you have to turn, Joe.
Well,
the next one is the first preseason game that gets played.
I'm only turning one stone right
now.
Stop
it.
But.
Well, yeah, right now. It's only training camp.
Yeah. And then I'll just forget on Wednesday. It's fine.
On Thursday, we have another stone to turn.
Or Thursday. I'll just forget on Thursday. Don't worry. And then the Bills. First preseason game 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're 14 days away from the first preseason game for the Bills. And. Listen, it's an exciting time of year, and just seeing these guys step up and watching them and getting these training camp updates is already exciting. Just kind of being back, getting us back in the swing of things as well. Like, it's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, that first preseason game, we're not going to have a Sports Talk Saturday. We're going to be...
It's pregame,
and then we're into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That'll be a pretty easy day.
Should be. Hopefully. Nothing burns down. With the Bills.
It's also the only home preseason game they've got this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you can't really afford tickets to the regular season or even late in the season, for example, or your big-time games like the home opener,
mm-hmm.
this might be your last chance to be at the Ralph, as they call it.
Yeah.
And it's Highmark Stadium, yes, I know, but it is affectionately known to a lot of people as the Ralph.
Yeah, as it should be.
Or for those older, it's Rich Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that name stuck with you too. But I know that that's going to be something there. Defense. I like what Trey White's been able to do. I like that Harrison's been making plays. And it does seem like it is going to be a whoever comes out of this as the starting corner between Harrison and White, it is because you earned it. Both of them really are going after each other here, and it does look like it is. Also, Trey White, anytime he comes off the field and they rotate Harrison in, he's giving encouragement or a high five or some sort of like, you know, the friendly sort of thing. Like, Trey White knows the business. He knows Harrison's exact position.
Mm-hmm.
You were drafted with a late first-round pick to come into a team and try to win cornerback as a starter.
Yeah.
As a rookie. Trey White literally had to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely did. So I think Trey White also sympathizes with him. That's why he's so supportive of him, because he knew
he knows what it's like.
He's also a supportive figure.
He's also a high vibes type of guy.
That's what a lot of the Bills are, though. Like, that's just the camaraderie they've built in that organization. A lot of the younger guys do get built up by the veterans. It's not a threat to them. They look at them, if I succeed, you succeed. If you succeed, I succeed. Like, that's what it is.
Finally, here's our other fun portion of training camp so far right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Knocks.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's first episode is August 5th.
And it does look like the first feature is going to be on Khalil Shakir.
Yes. And it's the night before the preseason game. So you can get Hard Knocks action, and they go right into the preseason game the next day. It's kind of crazy.
Right. The second player profile does look like it is focused on the local kid. It looks like it's Joe Andreessen.
Mm-hmm. No longer Buffalo Joe. He's Joe Andreessen.
But Andreessen is trying to earn the backup linebacker spot from Baylen Specter, whose biggest issue has been availability.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does it, again, it's one of those, you earned it. You are trying to earn your game day jersey. You are trying to earn your spot on this roster. And you have a competition that you have to do this with.
Yeah.
And now you're also trying to earn more snaps. Can you be that kind of story? Can that be the next part of your story? But also, there's the heartwarming angle of Lancaster kid,
UB,
plays at UB, ends up with Buffalo. Can that story continue? I know that Trey White's going to end up being a story within Hard Knocks. They'd be blind if they didn't.
Yeah.
It's a layup type of idea right there.
Allen was mic'd up on day one. He even said, he's like, I got to keep it so it's something I wouldn't mind my mom watching.
When players have to react to that. Like, you know, they go to their teammates and go, hey, I'm mic'd up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm mic'd up. Hey, I'm mic'd up. Don't say anything out of pocket. I'm mic'd up.
The fella activities, you never know what pops out on
the
sideline.
And then there's the one Bills game where he says that and everyone goes in on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's too good.
There's bleeps everywhere, and just because this team sometimes can be a bunch of goofballs based on the roster. And last year, they were that.
That makes it some of the best, though. I mean, Mac Hollins. I mean, we even took a page out of his book, Derek.
We did. Foolishly.
Foolishly enough.
Not smart.
But I saw Alex Braskew, who he had on the show earlier, tweeted out, miss you, yesterday. It's a picture of Mac Hollins in his Hawaiian shirt with no shoes on, walking into Bills training camp. I wonder if he's doing that. I haven't seen him at all. Like, doing the Patriots have not posted anything about that.
Ooh, right.
I wonder if it's different. But I don't know. You had a bunch of characters last year who really did just promote tomfoolery in the best kind of way. But yeah, I haven't seen anything about Mac Hollins being barefoot at all this year.
Yeah, we haven't gotten our Mac Hollins barefoot action. What does that mean for us?
I don't know. Maybe we're more invested because we, you know, we did it.
We did it.
But, I mean, we got nothing. Nothing of him in a New England Patriots uniform.
Well.
Maybe Vrabel buttoned it up. Got to put shoes on, Mac.
No. Ask for your release if that happens.
Come back. No, ask. There's nowhere for him. We can't do it.
If the dogmatic ways of the Patriot way are back, get out as soon as you can. Come back.
Run.
Come back. We'll wrap this up. another edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. One more segment for you here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.